Welcome to the 4 Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 11th of February, recording at 7:52 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. So it's an hour and 10 minutes before the close on Wall Street, but there's plenty to talk about here today. Now let's first take a quick look at some of today's action. First, in the Asian stock markets, now you have a number of them that are closed here because of the Chinese New Year holiday, and China's going to be closed all week, I believe. The other markets will see some trading, but it's going to be a quieter week for Asia generally. But the main story there today is that the Japanese Nikkei 225 is down 1.8%. Now that's largely because the yen had rallied a little bit off its lows on Friday, amidst general concern being expressed in various places about the currency weakness that we're seeing in Japan, the competitive devaluation as it's currently being described. A little bit of humbug there because everybody else has been engaged in competitive devaluation, but that won't stop them from protesting here with Japan's current easing. But interestingly, as of from 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time here today, that's European trading time, of course, we have seen the yen weaken here today. And for instance, with the dollar, U.S. dollar has gained. It's currently at 93.40 against the yen, and the yen, therefore, is not far from its lows against the U.S. dollar, and the overall trend remains fairly consistent. So that may lead to a little bit of steadying in Japan tomorrow, although it wouldn't be surprising to see this little reaction and consolidation phase continue for a while longer. Now, when we get past the holiday, New Year, Chinese New Year holiday period, and into the rest of the trading for 2013, I mean, I maintain that the most interesting markets in Asia, and indeed possibly much of the world, will continue to be Japan and China, and also Vietnam. Vietnam, obviously, being the more speculative of the three markets mentioned. Now, also in stock markets, we have Europe mostly a little bit easier here today, although the UK FTSE index is an exception, up 0.2 of a percent. The Swiss market slightly firmer here today as well. Not a lot going on there overall. And in the USA, we have modest gains. The Dow's down about 0.25% less for the S&P. So really, rather than correcting, we've seen those U.S. indices mostly just stall in terms of the or pause in terms of their overall rallies. And I think it's best to think in terms of the next few weeks as being quite prone to a lengthy reaction and consolidation phase overall. I have said in earlier broadcasts that I felt that fundamentally this environment did not call for a big shakeout in global stock markets. Now, the only and reasons for that, of course, as you know, is that China has not had the hard landing that a lot of people were forecasting. Europe has not completely fallen apart as a majority of people were forecasting, and the U.S. is so far probably avoiding recession here, although GDP growth is a little bit slow. So fears are lower. The concern is correctly directed towards bond markets, I feel, and more on that in a moment. But confidence is improved as far as equities are concerned generally, and I think that's going to remain the environment overall. But what all of you know is that over the last few years, we have had some nervous market conditions when we get the setbacks. And so we've seen a number of quite sharp corrections. Well, I'm not referring to the decline in 2000-2001 or the decline in 2008 in the early part of first quarter of 2009, nothing like that. But we have seen some sharpish reactions, I'll put it that way, since the 2009 lows. Again, as I say, I'd repeat myself, I don't think the fundamentals justify a similar downside move, but we'll see. In the past, the high-frequency trading had contributed to that overall. But the message I would leave is just to be a little bit careful in here. I certainly don't think that you need to unload or go heavily into cash in terms of equity positions that you actually like. And I like plenty more than I dislike here as far as equities are concerned. But as I've mentioned in the past, if there's something that you're holding, a share that you're holding, or fund that you're holding, and you've been thinking about standing aside, particularly if that's had a reasonably good run since that mid-November period, this is the time to do it. Not when stock markets are on average 10% lower in a few weeks' time, as may be the case. Now, elsewhere, commodities, mostly weaker. WTI, oil, that's a U.S. oil contract, is an exception. That's up $1.30 as I speak, at $1.20 now. Sugar and cotton are also a little firmer, but most of these commodities are softer. And the precious metals, with the exception of palladium, have been hit. Palladium is firmer, up about $8 as I speak on supply concerns. But gold's fallen back in here today. It's hovering right around the 1650 level and has been as low as 1644. So that's a bit of a sharp hit here today, down over $20 at one stage, currently down 18. And platinum has encountered some resistance near the higher side of its overall trading range. Silver is also easier here right now within these broad trading ranges. And looking at government bonds, they're quiet here today, a little bit mixed. Now, QE, quantitative easing, may help to keep them steady, but you know the yields are low. A lot of people have been piling in, both because they were very concerned about overall global economic activity last year and several years before that. And so we've had a sort of a flight to the so-called safety of these bonds, which makes them really quite unsafe over the medium to longer term, in my opinion. Now, as I say, quantitative easing may support prices for the next few months or even the next few years overall, but unless we see a Japan-style situation, and I'm talking about Japan not this year, but the earlier years where you just had a long deflationary period and very soft growth, frequently drifting into recession. Unless we see that environment, these bond yields in the U.S. and in the U.K. and continental Europe will be moving higher. And I think the chances are greatest that actually happens in the U.S. So I don't like those markets at all. I've referred to them as bubbles in the past. But they are still being supported. I want to emphasize that by the QE. But the medium to longer term risks, I believe, are considerable. Now, in currencies, yen weakness, I mentioned that at the beginning. That's maybe the main story in here today. And yen weakness has caused a number of Asia's other currencies to ease somewhat, not least the Korean won. And that's very understandable because Korea and Japan are major trade rivals. And so Japan currently has the advantage with its weaker yen. And I think the Koreans are likely to encourage their currency to soften a little bit. So there's a lot of competitive devaluation. They don't use that term too often, but I think that's what it pretty much amounts to. No country wants to see its currency become overly strong in here. Eventually, that story will get back to gold, but not in the current mood where people are still taking profits or cutting losses, depending on where they purchased in these precious metals. Now, overall, the U.S. dollar is a little firmer, partly because of the easier tone that we see in Asian currencies, but also partly due to the loss of upside momentum in most stock markets. And as I said at the beginning, and I'll conclude on this point, I expect that process of reaction consolidation to continue in stock markets. Some will hold relatively steady, but again, others, well, surprises more likely to be on the downside than the upside over the next few weeks. And on that note, all the best to all of you.